a major part of the Seder of what we're supposed to be doing. It's the Neshama Parmes Faseinu, to really understand a little bit about the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, which was such a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, what they talk about, what happened over there. The Klal Yisrael will come see it, and the Kohen Gadol, the Simcha of the Kohen Gadol, is a big part of the Avodah. So one sugya we can appreciate about the Avodah, and then also see how it's Nagia today as well. So I'm going to start, there's really two parts to the sugya. I want to talk about the Sari Mishtaleach. Sari Mishtaleach and Hashkafa is a very complicated Inyan. I'm not going to talk about that. What exactly is the Inyan, but I want to talk about a Shaila. The first Shaila is, first of all, nowadays we don't have a Sari Mishtaleach. So how does that affect the Kapar of Yom HaKippurim? Everyone says Yom Kippur, you pass through Yom Kippur, you're clean. Is that totally in the Sari Mishtaleach? Is it not totally in the Sari Mishtaleach? That's one Indian. The second Indian is Bechlal, even when there was a Sari Mishtaleach. So normally a Karban normally has the Seder of what you do with the Karban. Daf Yomi is learning Zvachim now, so people are getting into it a little bit. And a Karban has a Seder. The first Aleph base of the Seder is that there's a Shechita of the Karban, and you bring the Dam onto the Mizbeach in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, and you do the Avoida Befnim inside the Azara, and that's where you do the Avoida of the Karban. What's unique about the Sari Mishtaleach, Kipshutai, is that it doesn't seem like it's a Karban, because if it was a Karban, Then where's the shechita? If there's a karma, where's the zrikas hadam on the mizbeach? The entire avoida of the sari mishtaleach was done outside, right? That's the whole idea. What do you do with the sari? They bring hemin lefanav. He brings two seirim. He brings two seirim in front of him. He does a geirel, and in the geirel. He chooses one to go inside, one to go outside. So the one inside is a carbon, but the other one is the Sari Mishtaleach, that the whole Kapar of Klal Yisrael is Tolian. It doesn't seem to be it's a carbon because it's all said to go outside. It's all sent away and it goes outside. So the question is it a carbon and is it not a carbon? So that's the first part of the question I want to talk about. So first thing is the Gemara is, you have sheets? Maybe I should see what you have. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So this, what I'm starting with is the second part. is the second part? Well, to just give an overview, is on the Amud Beis over here on the page is Beis. It's always Beis. Masechtas Yuma Daf Mem Amud Beis. So the Gemara says that at some point in the process, right, you have these two animals. One is the carbon bifnim. One is the outside. So the one that goes inside is the carbon. But what about the one outside? How long does it have to stay alive for? Yomar Chai, it says it has to stay alive. You have to have two. The one that goes inside has to be one of two. So that means that the one that's going outside, what happens? The Gemara has all sorts of shilohs. If it dies halfway in the middle, so at what point is the kapara of the Sari Mishtaleach? When is it chal? When is it chal the kapara of the Sari Mishtaleach? So the Gemara says, Yom Chai Lefnei Hashem Lechaper Alav An Masa Yezokok Lamir Chai. How long does it have to stay alive for to get the kapara? So one pshat is Achas Matan Damo Shel Chaver, right? That the way that the Sari Mishtaleach works is when the dam of the other Sari is brought as you do the zrika of the other one. So in other words, it's a pair, and one of the two has the dam brought on the Mizbeach, so that counts for both. That's one pshat in the Gemara. So according to that pshat, it seems like there's a regular Zrikas Adam for the Sari Mishtaleach as well. It works like a regular carbon, basically. It's just the other one. It's pear. And Shimon Oimer Achas Vidui Dvarim. When he does the Vidui, we're going to say in the Avoida, in the Avoida, we say he comes to the Sire, Ana Hashem, whatever the Nusach is, and he says the Vidui on the Sire. Once he does that, the Kapara works. So this Gemara would seem to say that the kapara of the Sari Mishtaleach is like a kapara of a carbon, and it works with the pair of the other one or the vidu that you do on the Sari Mishtaleach. Now, the Gvura Sari, which is a Shagas Aryeh and Daf Sanach Vav in Yuma, asks a very simple question. If I would ask any of you who learned maybe Mishnayis Yuma before your bar mitzvah or whatever, right? If you were in fourth grade with Rabbi Fab, whoever, right? So you learned Yuma with my son's 11th grade. He still knows the whole Masechtas Yuma Baal Peh from when he learned with Rabbi in fourth grade, Rabbi Janowski, yeah? So, so if you learn Mishnayis Yuma, so I would ask you, what is all of Klal Yisrael waiting for? They're waiting for the kapara. How do they know if they got the kapara of the Sar HaMishtaleach? How do they know if they got it? Because somewhere out there, the Ish Iti, whoever that is, the Ish Iti goes, he brings the Sar HaMishtaleach with him. He goes, he brings all the way to the Midbar. He finds some place. He's Doichel Atzuk. He pushes it out. And then everyone in Klal Yisrael is waiting if the red string turns white. Right? Isn't that what we all know, are aware of? We're waiting to see, does the red string, Lashon Ishel Zahuris, does that turn white? Right? So I thought that's when the kapara is. I thought the kapara is when you push off the end, and does the red string turn white? And not only that, it's a Gemara that says that. Because the Gemara says, is a czar, a non-Kayin, is he allowed to be the one that takes the carbon and walks it to the desert, to the Azazel? Does it have to be a kohen? We know avodah has to be by a kohen. Does this have to be through a kohen or not through a kohen? Right. So the Gemara says, "Are you a few betuma ish lahakshar as a zar?" The Gemara in Yuma Samachvav. Even a zar could do it. Someone says pshita mau detema kapar ksiv bei mi. You think no. The whole kapara is based on this that you're taking it to the midbar. So if that's the whole kapara, maybe it has to be a kohen. So that's the chiddush. So frek the gvoras ari kapar ksibbe in the taking it to the azazel and pushing it off. I thought you told me in daf mem that the kapara is when it's in the azara. The kapara is when you do the zrikas dam of the other one or the vidui, which is in the azara. But whatever it is, there's a kapara of the sari mishlech in the azara, not when you take it all the way outside. This is the shagasari's kasha that there's a stira gluya over here. And when is the kapara of the Sar Mishtaleach chal? Is it chal in the Azara, like a regular carbon through the Vidui or through the Zrikas Dam of the other one? Or is it when you take it to the middle, like we're all accustomed to knowing about that? You're waiting, and the Lashon shows the red string turns white when he pushes it off, and that's when the kapara is, right? So this whole thing, Frek the Gvura Sari, doesn't really shtim. Okay, this is basically the kasha. Is it clear? The kasha is good? Okay. By the way, there are other rayas that it's a carbon. There's a few other rayas that it's a carbon. Just one interesting raya is the Shitas HaRambam. That the Rambam says that if you take the Sar Mishtaleach and you take it outside and you shecht it, are you over the Isser of Shchutei Chutz? There's an Avera, you're not allowed to take a carbon and shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash. But there's a Tanai in that. The Tanai is, it has to be a carbon that has an Avoida Bifnim. If it's a carbon that it's meant to be brought inside and you bring it outside, you're Chayv Karis. So, Shchutei Chutz. So, the Sar Mishtaleach, what if instead of taking it and pushing it and all that, he took and shechted it outside? So, is he over the Is or Shchutei Chutz? Rama holds he is. So, the Briskara brings a raya from there, in the Sefer Yonas Elam, it says that Yonah Minskar asked the Briskara this question, why is there an Isser of Shchutei Chutz on the Sar Mishtalech, if it's not a carbon? So Briskara said, you see from here that the Sar Mishtalech is a carbon. It's a carbon, and it has an Avoida inside, because like we said, the Zrikas Dam of its pair is like a Zrikas Dam on the Sar Mishtalech. Think it's like a Zrikas Dam on the Sar Mishtalech. It's like the Sar Mishtalech has an Avoida Bifnim, and if you do it outside, it's Shchutei Chutz. So you see from here that the Sar Mishtaleach has an idea as a Torah of a carbon.
After
Agrol? Oh, yeah. Who said that? Yeah.
So even after Agrola?
Yeah, after the Agrola, yes. The Ravid argues, because the Ravid says, once you do the Agrola, then there's no more Shchutei Chutz. The Ravid says, this says that the Sar Mishtaleach has Shchutei Chutz is only till the Agrola, because we don't know which one is going to be brought inside. But the Rambam argues, the Rambam says even afterwards, there's Shchutei Chutz because of this, because it has Avoida Bifnim. So you see from here that that it does have a Torah's carbon to it. Okay? So let's just chazer the question, is the Gvura Sari's Kasha, is that there's, on the one hand, we're saying it's like a carbon, and that where's the carbon? Where's the avoida and the azara? The avoida is either the vidur, the avoida is the zrikas dam of its pair, but there's a teres kapara inside. Ad kidekach, that if you shed it outside, according to the Rambam, shchut echot. And yet, we're all accustomed to knowing not like that. That really the avoida, the kapara is totally in the end. And the Gemara says, maybe you would be even postal bizarre, you would need a kayan to be the one taking it, because that's when the kapara is happening. So when is the kapara of this sire happening? That's the kasha that eventually hopefully we'll get back to. Okay. Good. Let's go to the next point. Okay, so the Gemara in Yuma, let's see what you brought here, let's work off this. The Gemara in Yuma discusses if we know that there's a special kapara of Yom Kippur. The question is Yom Kippur mechaper for everybody? Or is Yom Kippur only mechaper l'shavim? Do you have to do tshuva to get the kapara of Yom Kippur? Or don't you have to do tshuva to get the kapara of Yom Kippur? So this is a Mishnah in Yuma daf Pehei Amid Beis in the 8th parak. So the Gemara, the Mishnah in the middle over there, it's on the bottom of the first page. The Mishnah over there says, "Chatos v'ashem v'adim mechaperim misa v'yom kippur mechaperim ima tshuva." It says misa and Yom Kippur work together with tshuva. So then it goes through a whole seder: tshuva mechaperes alaveris kalois. Tshuva works by itself for certain things. Essay and lois essay. So a regular essay, a person doesn't say Kriyat Shema on time. So for that, tshuva works. A person didn't take the little shoy for luv matzah. A regular mitzvah essay, tshuva works by itself. Or lois essay. Chamurois, you need Yom Kippur. So this whole Mishnah is working with the concept that you need tshuva and Yom Kippur together. Yom Kippur by itself doesn't work. So the Gemara says, in the bottom of the last paragraph that's printed here, it says, Ima tshuva, misav yom kippur mechaber, ima tshuva in b'fnei atman loy, neima deloy kerebi. So this Mishnah must not be going like Rebbe. That means the Gemara is telling us this is a machloikas. This is a machloikas. Rebbe holds, detanya, Rebbe oimer, akol aver shebatera. On any aver, bein esla tshuva, bein loy asa tshuva. Yom kippur mechaber. Yom kippur works by itself. So Rebbe Shita, this is important. Rebbe Shita, according to the Gemara, Yuma is tshuva, Yom Kippur works by itself. Unbelievable idea. Yom Kippur works by itself. I don't know you have to know what the idea is, but Yom Kippur works by itself. I think the Gemara says you have to keep Yom Kippur. I don't know if it works for his Omid B'merida. I don't know if it works if he doesn't keep Yom Kippur, the Gemara in Shavuos. But he has to, Yom Kippur works by itself. However, the Gemara is saying that the Rabbanon argue on Rebbe, and they hold that Yom Kippur needs tshuva, and L'chara, Yom Kippur needs tshuva for everything, even Asayin and Lois Asayin, for everything. So the basic machlokes here is Yom Kippur mechaper without tshuva. Okay, the Rabbanon hold you need Yom Kippur with tshuva for everything, and Rebbe holds Yom Kippur works by itself, even for Karis, for everything. Okay? So, if you look on the next page, is a Rambam. You have to get a Rambam in, at least. Right? So there's a Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva. It's the second halacha in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam says, Sorry, Amishtaleach, that's the top of the back page of this. It says, Sorry, Amishtaleach, Lithishu Kapara Kol Yisrael, Koyin Godol Misvade Alav Aloshen Kol Yisrael. So he's Misvade for everyone, etc. And then it says, "Sorry, Mishlach Mechaper. I'll call Averish Batera. Akalas Vachamuris. Bein Shavar Bein Mizodim. He works for everything. Hakol Miskaper. Besorry, Mishtaleach. V'usha Asa Tshuva. But he has to do Tshuva. Avol Imloy Asa Tshuva. Okay, the truth is, I'm going a little out of order. I'm going to go back to the Rambam because to appreciate the question, you have to go one more step first. You have to see the Gemara in Shavuos still before you see the Rambam. Sorry." So we did the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma explains very clearly the Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanon is, do you need to do tshuva to get the kapara of Yom Kippur? Rebbe says, no. The Rabbanon say, yes. No chilukim about which averis. It's across the board. Now the Gemara in Shavuos has a whole different sugi over there. The Gemara in Shavuos is going on the mission in Shavuos that you have here. It says, Al-Shar averis Shabbatayra, Hakalas Achamur, says, Donis Ashkaga, Soide V'lohoida, Krisus from Mrs. Bezdin, Sarah HaMishtaleach Mechaper. So there's a Mishnah in Shavuos that's talking about different karbanas. the Musafin, the Musafin of Rosh Chodesh, Musafin of the Moyadim, all sorts of different karbanas. Over there in the list of karbanas that it tells you, the halach is, it tells you the halach of the Sarei Mishtaleach. And it tells you what's the halach of the Sarei Mishtaleach, and Zuchapar, everything. Okay, so the Gemara sounds like, what are we talking about? Kalas, Chamuras, etc. So the Gemara asks Akasha over here, a very interesting question. Hey Chidami, what is the Mishnah talking about? Why do you need the Sarei Mishtaleach to work for kalos, for an essay, like we said before, Shofar, Lulav, Kriyat Shema? Why do you need the Sarei Mishtaleach? What are we talking about? So the Gemara says, Hey Chidami, Ida Ava Tshuva, Hey, Hayase Hey Chidami, Ida Loi Ava Tshuva, if you didn't do Tshuva, so how does the Sarei Mishtaleach, how does the carbon work? It's a concept called Zevach Rishoyim Toyeva. Zevach, a carbon of a Rasha, Toyeva, is disgusting to Hashem. Hashem does not accept a carbon from someone who's a Rasha. So how does a carbon ever work? Obviously he has to be doing tshuva, but he has to do carbon because he did an Avera B'Shoigig. He did an Avera, so he has to go do tshuva. But tshuva doesn't work by itself, he needs the carbon. So Mimanav Shachfet the Gemara. What are you talking about? If he didn't do tshuva, Zevach, Rashaim, Toyeva, Hashem won't accept his carbon. Ida Oba tshuva, if he did tshuva, what do you need the Sarei Mishtaleach for? The tshuva works by itself, like the Gemara in Yuma. So what is the Mishnah saying, that the Sarei Mishtaleach works for everything? If he did tshuva, you don't need it. And if he didn't do tshuva, then carbon won't work. By the way, so this Gemara is saying that there's a concept of Zevach Rosh Hashanah, which that's a halach in Hilchas Karbonis. It's about Karbonis. And the Gemara is applying that to Sarei Mishtaleach, which would seem to be another raya, that the Sarei Mishtaleach is like a carbon. But then the Gemara says, no, la'olam ba'omid b'merida. You really be talking about he didn't do tshuva. But Rebbe, we're going like Rebbe. Which Rebbe? The Rebbe in Masechtas Yuma that we just said. The Rebbe holds Yom Kippur's mechaper without tshuva. So a few questions on this Gemara. We're showing him ask these questions. Okay, was the Shach V'Tari clear? The Mishnah said, sorry, Mishtaleach works for everything. In fact, the Gemara, what do you need it for? If he did tshuva, you don't need the sar. If he didn't do tshuva, it won't work. It's like, Gemara, no, we're going like Rebbe. What does Rebbe hold? That Yom Kippur's mechapa without tshuva. Okay, but what did Rebbe hold? Let's say that again. What does Rebbe hold? Rebbe held in Masechtas Yuma that Yom Kippur is mechapa. B'loi tshuva. What does Yom Kippur Mechaper B'loi tshuva have to do with what we're talking about? We're talking about the Sarei Mishtaleach, and you're bringing in a sugya and yuma that's talking about Yom Kippur's Mechaper B'loi tshuva. What does Yom Kippur Mechaper B'loi tshuva have to do with what Rebbe holds about the Sarei Mishtaleach? This Mishnah in Shavuos is talking about Karbonis, some whole different thing. Now you're bringing in Rebbe. Rebbe didn't say the Sarei HaMishtaleach works without tshuva. Rebbe said that Yom Kippur works without tshuva. So what is the shaychus between Rebbe's Shita in Yuma to what this Gemara says over here? The Rashba, the other Rishonim. What's the Gemara saying? Number one. Number two is, I have another question, which Rishonim don't ask, which is, what was the Shach V'Tayr of the Gemara? The Gemara asked the Kasha. It has to be that he did tshuva. If he didn't do tshuva, Zevach Rishonim to Eva. So it's going like Rebbe. Rebbe doesn't hold to the concept of Zevach Rishonim to Eva. Rebbe, it's a sugya all over the place. The Gemara says this. Rebbe, of course, holds of Zevach Rishonim to Eva. So what was Gemara's answer? The Gemara asked the Kasha, Zevach Rishonim to Eva, that it can't be, they didn't do tshuva. And for the Gemara, no, which is, we're going like Rebbe, because Yom Kippur is mechaper b'lo tshuva. Yeah, but your Kasha was that Zevach Rishonim to Eva, you cannot accept a carbon without tshuva. And Rebbe agrees to that concept, by Chatas, Oshon, by every other carbon, he agrees to that. So what was Gemara's answer? Those two questions. So, L'chaira, okay, now we can appreciate the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha. So somehow or other, you see from this Gemara, that the term, when it says that Rebbe holds Yom Kippur's Mechaper B'loi Tshuva, that term applies also to the Sarei Mishtaleach, works without Tshuva. Somehow or other, we didn't explain that yet, but that's what you see from the Gemara Shavuos, that it's interchangeable. If Rebbe says that Yom Kippur is Mechaper B'loi Tshuva in Yuma, that equals Rebbe saying Sarei Mishtaleach works without tshuva, like the Gemara in Shavuos. So now the Rambam goes and says in Hilchos Tshuva that Sarei Mishtaleach works without tshuva. But he says Sarei Mishtaleach works without tshuva for what? Only for kalos and kalos, which is a say, but chamurois, it won't work. So frekta kas mishnah, the Rambam made up a new shita now. The Rambam made up a new shita because the Gemara in Yuma said very clearly that Rebbe holds it works for everything, and the Rabban said it works for nothing. And now, without, right, and no chilukim. And now the Rambam's saying, no, with this, when you have a sar mishtaleach, then it works for asein loisa, asein without tshuva. Who is that? Where did the Rambam get that from? This cuts the mishnah's kasha. So basically, to answer the Rambam shita and the Gemara in Shavuos, and maybe to go back to the Gvuras Aris Kasha, which is what is this kapara of the Sar Mishtaleach altogether? Because on the one hand, we see that the kapara is totally in the Azara. And on the other hand, we see that the kapara is totally when you do it Letzuk, that you get the white string. It's like, what's going on? So here's the Vart. For the people just want to hear the Vart. Yeah. You want to just hear the Gishmak Yesoid. And you didn't hear all the riots. It's okay, fine. So the yisoid is that what comes out from over here is that there's two aspects, two dinim, two oifanim of the kapara of the sar mishtalech. There's taka two parts of the sar mishtalech. There's two dinim in the sar mishtalech. One halacha is that the sar mishtalech is a carbon. Like we brought all those rayas. And it's mechaper like a regular carbon. And it's mechaper like a carbon, like the Gemara says, on Daf Mem, that where is the carbon? Where is the avoida of this carbon? The avoida is the zrika, soy shel chaveroi, the zrika of the pear, or the vidui. And that's an avoida that's done bifnim in the azara. And since it has a shame of a carbon, if you do shchutei chutz, where I'm going to hold its chayiv, and it has kapara alza carbon. And that was the pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara thought that the kapara of this carbon, right, is without tshuva. So the Gemara said, but that can't be, because zevach rishonim to'eved, there's a klal in hilchos karbonis, that you can't get a kapara of a carbon without tshuva. So the Gemara asked the kasha, zevach rishonim to'eved, the Mishnah in Shavuos is talking about the kapara of the sar mishtach as a carbon. You can't get a kapara of a carbon without tshuva. So the Gemara doesn't understand the Mishnah in Shavuos. What are you talking about? But that's all one aspect of the Sar Mishtaleach that has the same carbon to it. And it's mechaper in certain ways. And mistama for that, Zevach Rasham Te'eva, you need to do tshuva. And even Rebbe holds, like, everyone holds like that. There's a whole other part to the Sar Mishtaleach, which is that the Sar Mishtaleach makes that the whole Yom Kippur is on a higher level. We know that the Yom Kippur, Yitzumo Shel Yoim, the etzem kapara of Yom Kippur, the etzem yoim of Yom Kippur is mechaper. But like, it's a little interesting. I mean, I'm not making it much better, but the yoim itself is a day of kapara. But on that, why is it a day of kapara? Or how does it work? It works together with the sar mishtaleach. They know there's a kedushas hayoim together with this sar mishtaleach, which is not a carbon necessarily, this part of it. It's just a new concept that the Klai Yisrael is taking their carbonas, like the Ramban says, ala Torah, and throws them, whatever the idea is. But it's a new idea of the Sar Mishtaleach that works together with the Yoim to bring the Kapara of the Yom Kippur to a new level. And that is a whole new din in the Sar Mishtaleach, that it's the Etzem Kapara itself. It's not a carbon. It's a Kapara together with Yom Kippur that it brings Kapara to Klai Yisrael. There's an unbelievable ritva that is pretty much a clear eye to this. Oh, one second. So, what we would say would be is that when the Gemara says in Yuma that Rebbe holds that Yom Kippur does not need tshuva to mechaper, what the Gemara understood means anything to do with this new kapara of Yom Kippur doesn't need tshuva. And since the kapara of Yom Kippur is together with the Sawyer also doesn't need tshuva. That whole kapara of Yom Kippur with the Sawyer together doesn't need tshuva. So the Shakvatar of the Gemara in Shavuos was, the Gemara started off thinking the Mishnah means, the Sawyer is Mishalech, is Mechaper as a carbon. Oh, it's Mechaper as a carbon, Zevach Hashem Tov, you gotta do tshuva. And for the Gemara, no, there's another part to the Sawyer. There's a din in the Sawyer that a Sawyer works together to Mechaper not as a carbon. It works to Mechaper just together with the Yoim. And that Shitas Rebbe, for that you don't need tshuva. And that's what the Mishnah was talking about. Now it's the carbon. It's the Yitzum Shel Yoim together with the Yoim, the Sar Mishtaleach works. And it cleans him completely of everything without tshuva. And that takes care of all of the averus with no tshuva whatsoever. So Rebbe holds of zevach rishon to'eva when it comes to chatas, asham, and everything else. Just now the Gemara's mechadish is there's a new concept of sarim mishtalech together with the yitzum and shayon that doesn't need tshuva. The Gvura Sari's kasha. The Gvura Sari says, what's going on over here? On the one hand, we say there's kapara in the azara. On the other hand, we're saying that there's kapara when you're doichel etzuk. The answer is it's taka two separate kaparas. It's taka two separate things. The Gemara in Yuma is talking about daf mem, that there's a taras carbon to it, and that there's one kapara. And that happens inside bifnim in the azara. The Gemara that we're familiar with Dichyasa Latzok, the Gemara says Ishiti, that kapara ksiv bay, that there's a kapara when you take it away and put it in Azazel, that's the other than kapara. That's the kapara that works as a sar Azazel together with Yom Kippur. That even, according to Rebbe, with no tshuva, it works by itself. And that's the chiddush of the sar together with the yoim, that it works on a whole other level, and it doesn't need tshuva, and that kapara is taka pushed off when it gets pushed off the tzuk, and that's when the lashon shel zahuris turns white, is because that works for everything. You don't need to do tshuva. So that's when the ikar kapara of klai yisrael is chal, and that's the magic of the yom kippur with the sar, and that's when the string turns white when the other kapara kicks in, the kapara of the yom kippur with the sar. No, the Gemara having me like that. The Gemara says not. Right. Okay, because I don't know. We're trying to figure out what is that kapar ksiv. Is it carbon? Does that need kedushas kuna? Does it not need kedushas kuna? Yeah. But there's another share. If the dechiyah salatzuk is an avoidav, that's separate. So there's an unbelievable taisis in Shavuos. The taisis in Shavuos wants to know that basically, what about averis that happen after he pushes it off? What about averis that he does? If the sar is mechaper everything, is mechaper even the things that he did after they finished pushing the sar off the cliff? What about those averis? So Tosis's lashon is, I didn't bring the Tosis in the Mechaymis. Tosis's lashon over there in David Gimel. Tosis's lashon there is that Afagav ein karbonus mechaprin al averus shel achakach. Normally, a carbon doesn't work for any aver you do after the carbon. Obviously, if a person doesn't bring a carbon for an aver, then they did another aver after the carbon. The carbon that they brought first didn't work for that. But here it says Tosfos, afilu baba yoim nafkamin al tumah shir ben shani sorry amishtaleach deksib bekibayom azay chaper alechem atar eschem. Tosfos says mashu dechol ayoim mechaper. The Sar Mishtalech works for the whole day, even the things he does after the Sar Mishtalech. Why? Because it says, Kibayoyim Azei Yechaper Aleichem. What does Yom Azei Yechaper Aleichem do with the Sar Mishtalech? So he's saying, this is a part of the Sar Mishtalech, it's not a carbon. So therefore, even though normally a carbon would only be Mechaper on whatever was happened before, right? But the Sar Mishtalech works together with the Yoyim, and that finishes when the day's over. And therefore, it would work even for Averis that happened after the Sar Mishtalech was pushed off till before the end of the day. That's the Chiddush. So why do we have that would answer the Gvura Sari's question. That would explain the whole Gemara. Why are we bringing in Rebbe who said that Yom Kippur is Mechaper B'loi Tshuva to the Sar Mishtalech Mechaper B'loi Tshuva? The answer is because the Yom Kippur and the Sar Mishtalech work together as one Kapar. Now, how do I have the right to say that? You can't just make that up. So the answer is because the Rishonim say it. The Ritva says it. The Ritva says that if you ever learn Shari Tshuva, or if you learn Yuma also, but even if you don't learn Yuma, Shai Tshuva is busy with this, and that there's something called the Arba Chiluke Kapara. We mentioned it in passing just now. The Arba Chiluke Kapara is that for Aseh V'lois Aseh, Tshuva works. For a little bit more Chomer, you need with Yom Kippur. For a little more Chomer, you need Yisurim. For more Chomer, like Chil Hashem, only Misa works. It's four levels. So, Zok the Ritva, in Daf Yud Gimel in Shavuos, Zok the Ritva, he says that where does that Arba Chiluke Kapara come into the whole Sugya Yuma? This whole Sugya Shavuos. The whole Sugya Shavuos, it sounds like there's two Shitas, Rebbe and the Rabbanon. Either you need Tshuva, you don't need Tshuva. But everything else is covered. So what about the Arba Chiluke Kapara? That sounds like there's a lot of other levels. So he says over here, Shamina meha. The hod islay la rebbe shem kippur mechaper. This that it works. Einoi b'itzumoi shal yoyim bilvad. It's not with itzumoi shal yoyim at all. Ela im karbonoisav. And dafku when this man based mikdash is kayam. The masnisin the okimra kavasei b'sor amishtaleach. It's going with the sor amishtaleach. And then he says, the whole Rabbi Yishmael that says, Abrachaluke Kapara is going when there's no Beis HaMikdash. The Had the Halchab is Manshe Beis HaMikdash Kayam, the Ika Sariya Meshtalech, he also says Sharka Banosev, Vahid Rabbi Yishmael is Manshe Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayam, Kigoy Bizman Azeh. So it says the Ritva, this idea, the Ritva says that Yom Kippur itself has a whole nother Koyach of Kapara when there's a Beis HaMikdash. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, then Yom Kippur itself works with the Sar Mishlech to cover everything. With tshuva, without tshuva, that's Machlokes. But once you have tshuva according to the Rabbanan, it works for everything. And according to the Rebbe, even without tshuva, it works for everything. The Gemara says, not like that. Tshuva only works for some things, and then you need Yisurim. That's all when there's no Sar Mishlech. So all you have is the Yom Kippur on a lower level. Yom Kippur without the Sar, it doesn't work for everything. Means that comes out, this Mefurish in the Ritva, that really, there's two separate. Really, Yom Kippur works by itself when there's no Beis HaMikdash. When there is a Beis HaMikdash, Yom Kippur itself works much better because the Sar Mishtalech works together with the Kapar of Yom Kippur to get you a higher level. So that would be a raya that the Sar Mishtalech has a Kapar together with Yom Kippur. Besides that, there's a Taras Karban to the Sar Mishtalech. Just to finish, get back to the Rambam. So the Rambam says that the Sar Mishtalech works to Mechaper. Without tshuva for kalois and chamurois, but for everything else, you need tshuva. So we said, who's that going? Like, Rebbe holds you don't need tshuva for anything. The Rabbanan say you need tshuva for everything. Teretz is passing like the Rabbanan, that really you need tshuva. But even without tshuva, this that the Gemara says, that without tshuva, the Rabbanan hold Yom Kippur doesn't work, that's Yom Kippur by itself. But Yom Kippur with the Sawyer is a higher level, even the Rabbanan agree it works for kalois and chamurois. And that's what the Rabbanan is passing. Kalos. What did I say? Kalos, not chamuris. I'm sorry. Yeah. It works for asay and lois asay. Right. For kalos, the rabbanon agree because it's a different kapar of Yom Kippur. The whole Gemara and Yuma that's saying that the rabbanon say you need tshuva for everything is the Yom Kippur we have today nowadays. But the Yom Kippur of together with the Sariah is a higher level, and even the Rabbanan agree that without tshuva it works for the Kalis, and that's what the Rambam's pasuk. It's very clear in the Rambam, because then he says, Bizman Shem, Mimistikdash Kayam, Ve'einlan, Mizbeach Kapara, then he brings the Abra Chiluke Kapara, and the Rambam in Yuma actually says exactly like the Ritva. The Rambam in the Pirish Mishnaya says that the Abra Chiluke Kapara is only when there's no Sariah Mishtalech. When there's Sariah Mishtalech, there's no Abra Chiluke Kapara. It's totally different. So the Rambam says like the Ritva. So therefore, that would be Pshat in the Rambam. So to sum up, basically what we're saying is that there's two parts to the Sar Mishtalech. One is it's a carbon, and that works. And for that you need tshuva, like the Gemara says. And it's a regular carbon like other carbonas. One means a carbon. There's no shechita. There's no anything. So the Gemara explains where is the avodah. Besides that. Is it
the
for
it, that one thing that the Mishnah leaves out in Shuvah?
The Teretz Karban of it.
Yeah, I'm saying with the Kapara.
What does it work for? Tumas Mikdash or Kadashav? Right. What is it? So it doesn't. Right, so it doesn't say. Right, according to this, it doesn't say exactly what that is.
That is really like a chelik of the Lashem. It's together, it's the same matan
bama. Right. So then it would be the same as that Teretz Karban would be the same as it would be one Karban. Which what does the Gemara say there? It's for Yisraelim, for Tumas Mikdash for Kadashav, something. And then, besides that, there's a Teres Kapara of the Sariah Mishtalech, Bitzir of Yom Kippur, and that's the whole Machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanon. For that, do you need tshuva, do you not need tshuva? And that Kapara is Chal when you bring it to the Azazel, and that's why there was a Havmina Kapara Ksivbe, and that's when it turns white. And that's Pshat in the Pasuk, because according to the Pasuk says, that is a big kasha, really. Because we say, according to the Chiluke Kapara of Rabbi Yishmael, it means a person did something really bad, they need Yisurim, Yom Kippur doesn't take care of everything, really. According to Rabbi Yishmael. We pass it like that, Rabbi Yonah brings it. So why does the Torah say, Kivayom ezei chapar alechem altar eschem mikol chatoi seichem? Mikol chatoi seichem, we get a kapar for everything. So the answer is, that's when we're Yom Kippur, with the Sari Meshtalech, when there was a base of Mikdash, the real Yom Kippur works for everything. Maybe you need tshuva, maybe not, but Yom Kippur works for everything. For us, our Yom Kippur, that Avada works, l'shavim, if a person does shavim, he does tshuva, then he's shayich to the kapar of Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says that on Yom Kippur, I think his lashon is in Mechtav Zayin. He says that if a person makes a kabbalah ketana, one kabbalah on Yom Kippur, ein lecha davar godom b'chol tevel muloya. There's nothing better in the entire world than making a kabbalah on Yom Kippur. So what's he saying? All of a sudden you're perfect. You make a kabbalah on Yom Kippur. Pshat is that nowadays we don't have a Sari Meshtalech. So nowadays, what's Mechaper is Yom Kippur. But for Yom Kippur to Mechaper, everything you need tshuva. But once you have tshuva, then Yom Kippur is Mechaper for everything. But you don't have to do tshuva on everything. You just have to be doing Yom Kippur, Mechaper, L'shavim. Someone that called, he's a shav. He's doing tshuva. So he's doing tshuva. If he takes one step in tshuva, now he's a person, he's shav, he's doing tshuva. Once he's doing tshuva, the Yom Kippur kicks in and he's mechaper him for everything. So if a person makes a small effort and he's mesiachis to the day, he takes it seriously, he makes a small kabbalah on something, then he's called shav. He's called the shav. Once he's called shav, Yom Kippur mechaper, the shav, should all be zeichet the gemar chesim ha-teva and to take advantage of the days, the day of Yom Kippur that's coming up, do a little bit of Chuva, mitzvah, and mizrach, and kapara, and to gemar chesim ha-teva.